Thank you for kind introduction, and thank you to the organizer for giving me an opportunity to present our recent work. So I today I talk about so Joseph on the so engine arsenide two-dimensional electron systems, and so we are so as you know the so Josephson effect enable us to flow the so supercurrent in non-superconducting materials. And so due to the potential for wide variety of applications, the electric control of the Josephson effect has been investigated in many many researchers in the same manner as so transistors. So for example, so the Josephson effect is switched on and off by the so electric field in the so semiconductor two-dimensional electron glass. So this is so like so Josephson FET. And so the, another example is so the Josephson junction become so zero state and the pi state switched by the electric field in the, this kind of so Josephson quantum dot. So these two switching effect is induced by the electric field. So this is the analogy to the so field effect of transistors. The another good reference of this such kind of so electric device is also bipolar transistor. So is it so can it be so applied to the so this superconducting junction? So such a device was examined so about so 20 years ago. So in the so metallic system and so semiconductor system. So in this system, the niobium superconducting electrode deposited on the this kind of so very small cross-shaped gold metals, and so they controlled this Josephson effect by applying the voltage between these two transverse contacts and changed the state of the Josephson junction from zero to pi by applying this so voltage. And also the, in this semiconductor junction, so they changed the critical current by applying a current, so perpendicular to this Josephson current. So this behavior is very interesting and so investigated in the theory. And so the, here I explain the so mechanism of this so transition and also the reduction. So when you apply the bias voltage in the ballistic system, the high energy electrons from the source and the low energy electrons from the drain causes so this kind of so double step Fermi distribution function in the media in between the source drain contact. So this kind of so double step distribution function is can be so detected by the so superconducting tunnel junctions, and you can see the this kind of a double step so conductance spectrum. So this if the system is completely ballistic, so this kind of feature is expected. But so if you increase the deduction time, so if you decrease the deduction time, so this kind of a sharp double step becomes so gently double step, and finally so this kind of a gentle so single step junction. So of course in this case you can see that you will see the conductance spectrum with only one kind of a, so gap structure. And also, so this this kind of relaxation can be regarded as a, so temperature increase instead of this kind of interesting distribution. So, of course, so if the system is completely diffusive, so this kind of gentle wave distribution function become this kind of sharp single step shape, step shape again. So, so this change is also very explain the feature of such zero pi transition by the transverse voltage. So for example, so this is a measurement of this Fermi distribution function. So this is using the superconducting tunnel junctions. So they measured the conductance spectrum and so recalculated the distribution function from this measured conductance spectrum. So they evidenced this kind of sharp single step become this kind of double step is increasing the transverse voltage. So in order to reproduce the zero pi transition of the supercurrent, so you have to calculate the supercurrent density of state integrate this supercurrent density of state and so distribution function, and obtain this kind of zero pi transition with increasing the voltage. So this theory so well explained the experimental data, but so in this theory so several parameters are ignored. So because one is that so this theory can be applicable to the only in the ballistic system. So in these two experiment, the this crossing point, the width is about 100 nanometer. This is comparable to the inelastic mean free path. So this inelastic mean free path is very important to generate the two-step distribution function. So as I explained before, so if the this part of the junction is completely diffusive, such kind of modulation of the distribution function is not generated. So then here, so I'd like to know when this part of the junction is diffusive, so what happened? So in that case, so in this normal part, the Fermi distribution function is completely sharp single step. Then such kind of how to say the modulation of the distribution function is not occur. And also in that case, so if you apply the voltage between these two, the voltage is dependent on the position in this direction. And also if the sample is diffusive, the current from if you apply the voltage between these two, the current flows in this direction, but such current bypassing in this superconducting electrode like this. So such effect is ignored in this experiment, but I think such effect is important for the Josephson junction. And finally, I'm interested in the effect of the spin current. So spin, as you know, spin current is dissipationless. Then so in this, if you apply the spin current here, so such a kind of this modulation of the distribution function is not generated. So in order to answer these questions, so we fabricated this kind of superconducting device. So we used indium arsenide embedded asymmetric quantum well. So here is two-dimensional electron glass. So we etched this substrate by dry etching and wet etching, and form this kind of a four bar, and deposited the superconducting electrode just after surface etching like this. And so this is a SVM image of the actual sample. So this geometry is shown here. So, so this yellow part is a superconducting electrode. So in this figure, so I write this is so naive titanium, but so we made another junction using niobium. Okay, then so this is a basic property of the so superconducting junction. So you can see that so very large resistance drop at around so 5.2 Kelvin. So this is corresponding to the superconducting junction of this electrode. So with with decreasing temperature, the resistance decreases again below 2 Kelvin and reaches zero below 1 Kelvin. So at the lowest temperature, so we measured the so IV characteristic, and so this is so very clear zero resistance. And you can see that there is a hysteresis between this finite resistance switching current and superconducting recovery current. So this hysteresis is attributed to the electric circuit of the superconducting junction. So we defined these two current as a critical current and plotted temperature dependence. And this concave feature evidences the junction is in the so long range regime. And also, so we measure the perpendicular field dependence. So we can see the clear interference pattern, so-called Fraunhofer pattern. And so this also evidences the zero resistance is due to the Josephson effect in the indium arsenide. And next, so we measure the so this transverse current dependence of this conductance. So this is a zero transverse current without a transverse current. So we made this is a so resistance current characteristic. You can say zero resistance, and the critical current is around 250 nanoampere. So with increasing the transverse current, you can see the this zero resistance region become narrower. So this monotonic decrease the critical current is clearly shown this in this figure. So you can see a so monotonic decrease of the critical current, but this is not linear. So another in the we measured this kind of property in another so junction using not niobium titanium but niobium. So this also shows the same transverse current dependence. And so this feature is independent of the materials, and so you should I comment that so the critical current is even finite if when the transverse current exceeds the critical current. So this means that Josephson junction current, the sum of the junction current and the transverse current can exceed this critical current. So here so we think about the so origin of this deduction. So first of all, so we should check the heating effect. So for example, when we apply the transverse current about 100 nanoampere, the deduction of IC from here to here is about 200 nanoampere, and also the heating power is estimated to be about 10 picowatt. So this 10 picowatt is almost the same as the heating power, so just by the so junction current, just above the critical current here. So if this reduction 200 nanoampere reduction is attributable to the heating power. So the hysteresis from the resistive from the heat, sorry, yeah, hysteresis of IC, so the difference between the critical current to the and the so superconducting recovery current should be the same order of this 200 nanoampere. But so for example, in this niobium junction, such a hysteresis to be less than so 10 nanoampere. So then so this heating is now so inconsistent with the so experimental data. Well, next we should consider the modulation of the distribution function. But this is all not the case, because so when we check the so conductance spectrum at higher voltage, so you can see that so this this is a so conductance spectrum. So you can see clear zero bias conductance peak. This is attributable to the superconducting current, Josephson current. And also here is a kink structure. This is attributable to the so under friction, namely the so superconducting gap. So with increasing the transverse current, so this zero bias conductance peak decreases because critical current decreases. However, this kind of kink structure is very robust to the transverse current. If such a so modulation of the distribution function exists, the, this kind of so conductance spectrum should be shifted. So like so tunnel conductance tunnel measurement I showed previously. So then so we conclude so this kind of so modulation is not the case of this reduction. So this is consistent with our system is diffusive. And so next so we should we checked the bypass current effect from the normal state to the superconductor. So we calculated the current distribution in the system, so using this kind of a model. So this in the indium arsenide, this is the indium arsenide, the resistance is given by the so square resistivity, and the contact resistance between the superconductor and the normal region is obtained from the experimental data, so above 2 Kelvin. So from this resistance, we estimated the conductance factor is about 0.02. So then we calculated the so current distribution. So as you can see that here, this black lines are equipotential line. As you can see that the spacing of this part is much wider than this part. This means that the current in the indium arsenide flow out and coming back here. So this bypass effect is not negligible in this case. So this distribution is calculated at about so 2 Kelvin. So the this superconducting junction is not zero resistance. In that case, the this bypass current is about so 60% of maximum of the so applied transverse current. So next, so we should consider when the junction becomes so zero resistance. So you can so speculate that so if this becomes zero resistance, then this kind of so bypass current will increase. Then this the whole bar resistance should be smaller. However, so experimentally, the resistance of the whole bar increases with decreasing temperature. So please see here. So this is a RI characteristic of this of this whole bar, and this is at various temperature. So with decreasing temperature, the zero bias resistance increases. So this is inconsistent with the previous work by Shepard. So there, So their result also can understood by the so bypass current, but so in this zero bias resistance peak cannot explain by such a so bypass current effect. Okay. So and also so you can see that here is a so small kink, so about 50 nanoampere. So when this is a so schematic of this SMA interface. So if we apply the transverse current about so 50 nanoampere, the voltage distribution is like this. Then so this is a very small voltage difference between these two. So considering the so conductance spectrum of SNS structure, the conductance is enhanced at around so zero bias. Then if there is a large voltage difference, the conductance is smaller. Then so in that case, so if you apply the current, if you increase the current, then and this voltage difference increase, then conductance reduced. However, so in that case, the leak current become smaller. So when we increase the current, however, so this zero bias resistance peak is opposite. So now, so we don't know the why this kind of so resistance peak appears, but so from this experimental data, we should ignore the current bypass from this in GM arsenide to the superconductor. And so last candidate of the origin of the deduction is a so spin injection to the so SN interface. So using so classic estimation, so we estimated so spin hole resistance. So when we apply the transverse current about 500 nanoampere, the critical current becomes zero. So if the spin accumulation by this current is corresponding to the so Zeeman splitting of the Zeeman splitting in the in GM arsenide, so we can we estimate the so spin accumulation to be so 50 to 250 microelectron volt. However, so using this value, the spin hole resistance is extremely so large. So this is should not be real. Then so we have to consider a kind of quantum effect of the so spin current so at around the interface. So usually we estimate the so spin accumulation at the edge. So that is classic. However, so if the such as so spin current flows to the so this kind of so edge, this so injected spin current and the reflected spin current interferes in each other, and causes so some a kind of interference fringes, so a kind of so Friedel oscillation. So classic spin accumulation is the average of this. Spin accumulation, interference fringes. However, so conversely, so if even if such so classic spin accumulation is small, so local spin accumulation is much larger than that spin classic estimation. So we think so this is also the candidate of the origin of this deduction of IC. And next, so we apply the spin current to the junction. So using so spin hole effect, so which generate the transverse spin current to the so charge current. So we can apply the spin current. So I skip this slide. So using a spin current, so we when we apply the excitation current to this direction, the spin current is injected to this SNS structure. So we measured the conductance resistance spectrum with increasing this excitation current. So we also get so this kind of so transverse spin current dependence of the critical current. Oh, this is a result. This is very similar to the transverse current dependence. So in order to clarify the origin of this reduction of IC, so we changed the direction of the excitation current to like this. So in this case, the spin current accumulates the spin angular momentum here, and so in this case, the spin angular momentum is not accumulated here. But in both cases, the critical current is reduced by almost the same dependence. So next, we think about the origin of this reduction. First, these two heating effects and the modulation of the distribution function is eliminated by the same reason in the transverse current dependence. So next, so now we apply the charge current to this direction, then such a non-local or local voltage by this charge excitation current, and also the magnetic field winding this excitation current may affect the junction. However, so these two are also eliminated because so no difference between the parallel and the anti-parallel configuration. Then, so now we we have to think about so some non-trivial effect by the spin current so in this system. So one possibility is so irregular spin and charge densities caused by the theta bewegung. So I explain you about this theta bewegung. So this is a very interesting effect. So when you apply the current here, then so spin hole effect generates the spin current to this direction. So according to the theory, the spin direction of this spin current is parallel to Z direction, like this, and this current moves to this direction. So if you consider the Lush Bass spin orbital coupling, the effective heat effective heat exists along this direction. So in this case, this spin direction and effective heat direction is not parallel. Then in this case, this spin start to precess. So coming back to the momentum equation, then considering this spin orbital coupling, so this spin orbital coupling so entangles the momentum and spins. Then if the spin precesses, then momentum is also accelerated by the reaction of this precession. So this is acceleration as a function of this spin direction. Okay, so this spin precession caused trembling motion is calculated theoretically. So this is so-called theta bewegung in the spin orbit system. So we examine this kind of theta bewegung using Inge Meyer-Schneider quantum well. So then we see the very large conductance fluctuations as a function of the in-plane magnetic field. So and we calculated the such a how to say, charge texture and the spin texture due to the theta wavelength using the parameters of Ng Mausenet heterostructure. So you can see that also very interesting texture of the touring ring motion in charge and the spins. So these parameters are almost the same as the present junctions. So then if there is a spin current due to this kind of spin Hall effect, so this kind of spin texture and charge texture exists in this SNS structure, and this may be the origin of the decoherence of the superconductivity in the Ng Mausenet. Okay, sorry, so let me summarize my talk. So we examine the response to the charge current and spin current in the diffusive SNS junction. So we observed the reduction of the IC for the transverse current and against the transverse current and the spin current. But so these two are not explained by the previous theories and simple classic feature of the spin accumulation or spin current. So now we think this origin of this reduction is attributable to the spin Friedel oscillation or theta wavelength. So thank you very much.
Questions?
Thanks for the nice talk. Have you seen the length dependence of this effect? So it sounds like if you just change the channel length scale, or maybe the spin injection case, that how far that your spin injection
Length dependence?
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry, not.
How about the magnetic field dependence, especially in plane magnetic field?
Yeah. So I. I'm sorry, wait a minute. Sorry, what? This one. So this is a paramagnetic field dependence of the critical current. So this critical current completely disappears at around 5 kilohertz set. So the direction is parallel to this MESA structure.
Okay. Thanks.
So are there any other questions? Yes.
I think the magnitude of spin current is proportional to applied electric current.
Yes.
So, but in your data, the current depends. Experiment data seems more complex.
It's not linear.
In the summary slide. Yeah, in your data, the current dependence is more, it seems more not linear with current.
Yeah.
So well, can you explain the data by your scenario?
Yeah, so now the how to say the the deduction mechanism by the spin current is not, how to say, summary or so electrically. Oh. So we think the origin of deduction is a kind of this this texture, so causes a decoherence in this in arsenide. We think so this kind of so decoherence we think this amplitude of this decoherence is can be so proportional to the so amplitude of this spin current, but the relation between such kind of so decoherence and superconductor superconductivity is not linear.
Not linear. Okay.
So this mechanism you are assuming for this spin injection type geometry, right? And then for the pure transverse current in the first part,
yeah,
you have a similar behavior.
Yes.
But then in that case, this theta bevelgung is not involved.
Yes. So because the
so the answer is no. It doesn't.
Doesn't affect. We think. This of course, we cannot so distinguish the how to say. So if there is a so theta bevelgung in the
my question part, is simple. So this picture you show a nice picture.
Yeah.
Of localization very right. So this is when you have this yellow current, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but then previously you have this the current right.
Yes.
There, this bevelgung doesn't occur, does it?
So, it may occur.
Transverse の時にはそのローカリゼーションみたいな起こらない。
It may occur.
It may occur.
But the direction is different.
Right.
So, the theta bevelgung due to this kind of transverse current causes the texture to this direction. Mm, however, right.
So the picture
period
will change.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? It's about time. Any other? So at the beginning, you showed that when you determine IC, you
yes
plot the resistance versus current, the junction current, right? So why do you have this complicated shape? I thought it goes from zero resistance to finite resistance. Is it a charge accumulation effect or something? Why do you have
this kind
peaks
of peak?
Mm.
So this peak, this so single peak is attributable to the so switching from zero resistance mm to the so finite resistance. Mm. So in that case, this peak appears. Double peak is attributable to the, so how to say, this first peak is also attributable to the switching, but this second peak is attributable to the so Fiske oscillation. So that is that kind of self-resonance.
I see. Okay, thank you. Okay, I think time is up. Thank you very much. So we'll be back at 10:50.